my sincerest gratitude to each and every one of you for the dedication and sincere devotion that each of you embody so wonderfully, and for so wholeheartedly receiving the divine grace of our Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is the power of his compassion that has brought us all together in the service of the Supreme Lord. So much of what has been said today only increase my debt of gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. 39 years ago, just a few minutes away from this place, I was roaming barefoot along the hard pavement of Bombay. Not knowing where I was going or what I was going to do with my life. In my heart, I was begging God, give me direction. Show me the way in which I can really connect to you. And I came into assembly maybe 10 times bigger than today of people. And that was the first time I ever saw my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. From such a distance away. And he called me to be near him. In my heart, I'm still that barefoot beggar. And I pray that for the rest of eternity, I never stop being a beggar. Begging for service, begging for love, the power of Srila Prabhupada's kindness can transform anyone beyond any type of geographical consideration, in fact, beyond time itself. A although it's not actually my birthday. My birthday was long ago, but it rained that day. But common people expect presents or gifts on their birthday. And today, I'm so grateful because my beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he gave an unimaginably priceless gift. Not only the gift of bhakti, the path of devotion, but he gave me the gift of the opportunity to serve each and every one of you. By repeating his teachings and trying to serve you by engaging you in his service. We should never forget the greatest wealth is the opportunity to serve. It is our connection to Krishna. And it is the only thing that can give satisfaction to the heart. Recently, just last month, I was invited to meet the President of India in her presidential palace in New Delhi. As I was being escorted through these gigantic, magnificent corridors with gold leaf, beautiful design, being escorted by the highest security agents of India. I was remembering 40 years before at the Indian border, after having hitchhiked from London to Ferozpur, so eager to enter India, the land of my dreams. I looked on the other side of the immigration desk. My heart was dancing, thinking I'm actually seeing India. There's a saying that things that come easy have very little value within our hearts. But things that come through great struggle and difficulty, they have very deep value to the heart. Just looking across that desk, I felt I'm almost there. But then I was rejected because I had no money. For the next, I believe about 6 hours, I was begging and pleading and being chased away, sometimes at gunpoint, sitting in the dust under a tree, not knowing why this was happening, I was treated like a total reject, being screamed at, yelled at, threatened, criticized. And finally, when the guard shifted, I begged and I cried, one Sikh gentleman. And out of sheer sympathy, he let me in. I was remembering this as I was being escorted by the highest security officials of the country of India. We passed through about three different security checks. And I was remembering, I forgot to bring any IDs. But because the president had already told all security about my coming, all the security posts with folded hands, they said, oh, this is Radhanath Swami. Welcome, welcome. And when I entered into the president's sitting room, she stood with folded palms and a beautiful smile and a basket of fruits. How things change. I told this story to my father, and he said, this is a story of rags to riches. And I said, it's not like that, because I'm still wearing rags and I still have no money. I don't have a single penny to my name. I have absolutely no property, nothing. But then I told him, but by the mercy of my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, he did give me the most precious of all riches. The opportunity to assist him. There is no greater wealth than to be the servant of the servant of the servant. And for my own spiritual purification, to the degree each one of you are the servant of everyone else here and everyone else who's not here, then when I serve you, I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of millions of servants. And then perhaps Srila Prabhupada will accept my efforts. Just a few weeks ago, His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, of all places in the world, he chose to leave this world at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Now, he was over 90 years old, and he had been ill for quite some time. He knew he was going to pass away. But he chose to put himself in the care of the devotees at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He said it was a holy place. Now, he was one of the greatest scholars of the scriptures our movement has ever known. He practically knew all of Srila Prabhupada's books by memory. And the kindness of his heart was so deep and so wide. He was born and raised in a family of devotees. It wasn't the building. It was a sincere love and care of the devotees that attracted his heart so much to call it a holy place. And return to the spiritual world from there. My dear God brother Preetu Prabhu has also spoken a few minutes ago of his appreciation for how the devotees have cared for him and served him with such attention. This is real wealth. The wealth of devotion. And how immensely grateful I am to the devotees at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And how immensely I am to all of you, because in your own capacities, in your own spheres of life, you have all accepted this gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us, selfless spirit of service to Krishna, to the Vaishnavas, the devotees, and to all living beings. Then I began to think that maybe my father, what he said is right, this rags to riches. Because when I was at that Indian border, I was in spiritual poverty. What did I have to give to the world? But by Krishna's grace, coming through Srila Prabhupada, now I have so much, so many riches to give to the world. And we all have that. We all have those riches to give to the world. To the degree we are grateful, to that degree, we can access more and more and more. If we are proud, proud means egoistically proud, we cannot be grateful. An egoistic, proud heart always thinks, I deserve something more. I want something else. But a grateful heart feels, I do not deserve the gifts I'm receiving. And our acharyas tell us this is the qualification to attain the liberation of pure love of God. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vibhagam. Even when there is reversals, tragedies, or immense, almost unsurpassable obstacles that come in our life, even when people are not treating us the way we want them to, or things are just not coming our way, if we can be grateful for the opportunity to learn, to grow, to take shelter of God and to serve in that situation, then we can access the highest wealth, Krishna's mercy. Gratitude gives us the power to digest and assimilate God's grace. Even if we are given the most nutritious food, if we have no power to digest it, all those vitamins and nutrients just go right through us and we get no real benefit. Krishna's mercy is everywhere. And for a devotee, there's unlimited showers of mercy at every single second. If we are actually grateful. Grateful doesn't mean it comes the way we want it. We have to be grateful for how it is coming as it is. That is gratitude. That gives us the power to digest, assimilate, and deeply benefit. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us the prime benediction for all humanity is the name of God. Enechi asadi maya nashi borulagi harina mahamantra laotumbi magi. The holy name is a medicine that can cure us of all suffering and bring us to our natural health of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, Satchit Ananda. Recently, I did a Ayurvedic treatment, and this particular Ayurvedic doctor had me doing all sorts of purifications before he would give me the medicine. I won't go through the details. There was, what is it, Vyoma and Virechan and all of these things. And you have to fast, and then you have to do so many other things. And he said, because only when you do this will the medicine actually be assimilated to have its proper effect in you. And it was all real uncomfortable things to do. So the holy name is the supreme medicine, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that could relieve us of all the ills of illusion and awaken our natural health. To realize our eternal loving propensity. But there's also a therapy we have to go through to assimilate that medicine. Trinarapi sunichena taror iba sehishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. To feel oneself humble like a blade of grass,
to be tolerant and forgiving like a tree, to be eager to offer all respect to others and not expect such respect for oneself. Through these qualities, we can have deep gratitude. And then the name of God will have the maximum effect of awakening the inner wealth within us. A wealth that cannot be plundered by thieves, cannot be shaken by earthquakes, cannot be blown away by hurricanes or cyclones, cannot be burned by fire, cannot be moistened by tsunamis. Wealth of love for God, Krishna Prema. How much do we really want it? How much do we actually feel the necessity for it? Accordingly, that's how much we will make it a priority in our life. When Srila Prabhupada wrote his poem on the Jaladutta, a poem of humility, compassion, and love, steeped in profound knowledge, he prayed only to be a puppet, a dancing puppet in the hands of Krishna and his guru. A beautiful analogy, because a puppet takes no credit for how it dances. A puppet gives its own free, we all have free will and independence, but the perfection of free will and independence is to give it to God. Let me dance as you want me to dance. And Prabhupada signed, "Your insignificant beggar." Kunti explained, Akinchana Gocharam. If we really are completely dependent on Krishna, understanding everything as Krishna's, whatever intelligence, whatever abilities, whatever words I can speak, whatever I have, it is all Krishna's, then we never become egoistic. We could be Krishna's dancing puppet. Otherwise, we are Maya's dancing puppet. That's ultimately our only choice in life, whether we want to dance for our own selfish interests, dictated by illusion, or whether we want to dance in kirtan as an expression of ecstatic love for God. Today I am very grateful for this opportunity. So many thousands of people have come to allow me to serve them. It's very special that my dear brother Gary has come today. Whatever you spoke, I never heard such things before. So gracious,
so kind. But it really is a, how to explain it in words. If I knew Hindi or Marathi, I'm sure I could explain it perfectly. But English is a very uncoordinated language. But seeing all of you and seeing Gary at the same time, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, except it's extraordinary. From our early childhood, we were together. Same schools. The same room. He was in kindergarten. I was in kindergarten. Different year. He's a year senior to me. Oh. My favorite part of kindergarten was every day we got to sleep on the floor for about a half hour. Do you remember that? They had little mats, not even mats. We'd play, and then there was the nap time, because you're only 4 or 5 years old. And we got to sleep on the floor with all the other students. And now that I look back, I was being trained up for the Brahmacharya Ashram. So we slept on the same little mats on the floor of the kindergarten room. We'd see each other in the halls between classes. Then we went to the next school, and then to high school together. Then we went to the same college together. Then we went to Europe together. And so many places in between. And we're still together. And if any of you think you don't have so many things in common with each other, Gary's a bodybuilder, and I tell people you're not your body. But there's a higher principle. The higher principle that connects all of us. Today I heard a class from Srila Prabhupada. He was speaking a verse in Vrindavan. Powerful verse from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavat. The verse was Rishabhdev, the king of the world. He had 100 sons. And he's telling all the other sons, all the sons, that Bharat will become the king. Now please understand, all these 100 sons
were absolutely qualified to be the king. Their intelligence, their character, their abilities and trainings. But he said, do not be envious of him. Do not be envious. Do not compete with him. Serve him and assist him. And in this way, all the citizens will be happy. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining in his lecture how this type of unity requires so much humility in this world. The world is full of so many divisions. So much competition. Here in India, when I first came, how many states were there? There's almost twice as many states of India now. Why? Because people of the state develop their own territories and they want to divide and have their own control and their own power. And in the world, countries of 20 years ago are now in Europe, 3-4 countries divided up with different governments and different armies, and they're all enemies. India was divided into Pakistan and India, enemies. Political parties in every country, so many enemies, so much division. This is material mentality. Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna says in Gita, Aham Bija Pratapita. We all share the same father, the same mother, and everything is the property of Krishna, of Radha and Krishna. So what do we have to fight about? Why? But if we're humble, and if we're grateful, we can see the good in each other, respect each other, love each other, and actually be able to do great things in this world. The basic principle of all suffering is envy. Where there is humility, real humility, there is no envy. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die from an inferior boy. But he was not envious. He was grateful. And therefore he was fit to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna tells Arjuna, you can understand this message because you are not envious. Even though he fought heroically, it was not with envy. It was like a loving doctor fighting the disease for the welfare of everyone concerned. My sincere request, this is the real envy, this is the real enemy we have to fight against. Our own tendencies for envy, for ego, false ego, and to want to selflessly enjoy. The only enemies in the world. But they can be easily defeated. If we are humble, if we cultivate humility, gratitude, and a real service spirit, and then take the medicine of God's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We should all feel like barefoot beggars who have received such immense good fortune and not think it is mine, but be grateful to share it with all others. That is the mission of Lord Chaitanya. That is the gift of Srila Prabhupada. And I thank you all for accepting this gift so wholeheartedly and allowing me to serve you. Thank you very much.